The Lebanese go to the polls today in a parliamentary election that pits the governing Western-backed coalition against a Hezbollah-led bloc. The U.S. considers Hezbollah to be a terrorist group. The campaign has been bruising with accusations of vote-buying from both sides. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Beirut on the money that fuels Lebanon's elections.
Arrivals have risen sharply at the Beirut airport as thousands of Lebanese came home to vote. One of them is Tony Cadi. He's here with his wife and two children from Camarillo, California.
Well, like us, I think we have to do this. I mean, as part of Lebanon, we have to come and do our duty.
In an election this close, any additional votes can make a difference, which has led to corruption charges that political parties offered free airfare to boost support from abroad. This is what Cadi says when I ask him if a political party paid his family's fare.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
We couldn't afford to do this. We couldn't afford to come here, especially with the economy in the United States right now. They help us out with tickets and everything else.
This kind of outreach to voters is a tradition in Lebanese politics, says Paul Salem, the director of the Carnegie Middle East Center. They've come to expect political parties to pay for airline tickets, pave a street, fix up a local school, even pay for gas on voting day.
Even in districts where the result is more or less decided, still a lot of money is spent.
But in the Lebanese system, says Salem, money doesn't necessarily change any votes. In the country's sectarian-based politics, seats in parliament are equally split between Christians and Muslims. There are further subdivisions for each sect. The outcome in most voting districts is fairly predictable. But the money that flows from Lebanese politicians to voters during election campaigns serves another purpose, says Salem.
For them, the occasion to vote is the only time that the elites care about them. And that's how they see it, the poor people. You want our vote? Well, you're going to have to buy it, and you're going to have to pay for it. So, yeah, money plays a very, very large role.
Hundreds of international election monitors are in Lebanon to observe the polls.
According to the analysis, we're also focusing on these highly contested districts.
Which ones?
Metan.
This is the headquarters of the National Democratic Institute, a Washington nonprofit that promotes democratic institutions. A Beirut hotel room has been turned into an office of electoral maps, computers, and constantly ringing cell phones. Director Leslie Campbell is in touch with 50 NDI monitors across the country, watching for signs of overt corruption.
I think I know what corruption would look like if you could see it, but I highly doubt in the Lebanon election that we're going to see an actual exchange of money one hand to another. What's already happened is that the local power brokers have figured this thing out.
But that doesn't mean the election results are corrupt, says Campbell. Lebanon is one of the few Arab countries with a vibrant democracy.
I anticipate highly trained professional poll workers doing their best on election day to administer an election. We're not here to be sort of the election police on election day.
On this election day, Tony Cadi came home from California for the vote. He'll cast his ballot in one of the few contested districts that will determine whether the Hezbollah-led coalition wins a first-time majority in parliament.
We're praying hard, as I'm a Christian, and I'm praying so hard with my family to give wisdom whoever's going to sign and vote, just to make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Deborah Amos, NPR News, Beirut.
You're listening to NPR News.